It's appropriate to have an Israel bond drive, really any time of the year, any Shabbos. But I believe a specific insight into the purpose of such a drive is very much connected to these parshiot that we're in the midst of reading. One of the primary differences between Yosef and his brothers is the ability of making the proper decisions today and being mindful for a better tomorrow and a brighter future. First, we have Yosef. Yosef, who was thrown in a jail, incarcerated for many years for a crime that he had never committed. But fortunately for him, the Sar Hamashkim ultimately recommends him to Paro. See, Paro had two dreams, and those dreams haunted him. Seven cows devouring seven larger cows, and seven ears of grain doing the same to seven larger ears of grain. It bothered Paro so much, and he wished that there would be an interpreter. But unfortunately, the Torah says, in poser osam leparo, that there was no one that was able to interpret his dreams. And Rashi tells us, certainly there were people that tried, but none that Paro actually accepted. What did they say? Shayu omrim sheva banos ata molid, that you, Paro, will have seven children, sheva banos ata kom, but ultimately, they will die. You will bury them in your lifetime. For some reason, Paro felt that this could not be the proper meaning, interpretation of his dreams. But when it came to Yosef, Yosef, who said that there will be 7 years of plenty, followed by 7 years of famine, and in those 7 years of famine will be so bad that people will not even remember or recall the good years. On that, Paro said, yes, he must be right. But how did Paro know? How did he know that they were wrong and that Yosef was right? And I believe because Paro, just like Yosef, understood and knew the purpose and meaning of those dreams. The purpose of those dreams were not just to inform him of a terrible tragedy that would soon befall upon his family. For why would God need to tell him something in which he has no control of, that his children will die? No. Instead, it must be that which Yosef said, that must be the correct interpretation. Yaseh Paro v'yafkid pekidim al aretz v'chimesh es eretz Mitzrayim b'sheva shenei hasava. Let Paro proceed, and let him appoint overseers of the land, and he shall prepare the land of Egypt during the 7 years of abundance. See, Paro understood that the purpose of those dreams was to tell him that he had an ultimatum. He could allow those 7 years to come and go, just to enjoy those 7 years, and to squander that wealth, today's blessings. And if that would happen, those dreams would come true. And one would not remember during those years of famine, or to be able to see even one drop, because there was no foresight, there was no saving for tomorrow, for the future. Instead, miketz. Ketz means the end. Thinking about more than the here and now and the present, and enjoying today. But rather the ketz means the end. What will we be in the end, in the future? Not to squander today's blessings, but rather to save them for a better future, for a brighter tomorrow. This was the meaning of the dreams and the essence of Yosef, a man who thought today always about what tomorrow would be. On the other hand, we have Vayigash in our parsha, where Yehuda comes close and pleads with the viceroy, please do not take Binyamin. After all, my father will be so devastated and distraught. knowing that his son will never come back. To this, the viceroy, who can no longer contain himself, says the famous words, "Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avichai. I am not just the viceroy. I am your brother. I am Yosef." And then he asks a question. "Ha'od Avichai. Is my father still alive?" On this says the famous Medrash, "Oylanu miyom adin, Oylanu yom atochach. Woe to us is our day of judgment and our day of rebuke." For when it came to Yosef, when he asked a simple question, the brothers could not answer him. So when we stand before our Maker after 120 years, and Hashem asks us questions, "Why did you do this? Why didn't you do that?" we also certainly will not have an answer. We will not have what to say. On this, the Beis Halevi asks the question, "What does this mean that this is tochacha? This is words of rebuke. All Yosef did was ask how his father was doing. Ka'od Avichai, is my father alive?" Where do we find any form of rebuke, of tochacha, in those words? And I believe in an interpretation of what the Beis Halevi answers is that Yosef was telling his brothers that you may have felt, legitimately so, that I deserve to die. For whatever reason, that what I did was wrong and so bad to you that it deserved capital punishment. Ultimately, you decided to sell me to Mitzrayim. But I want to ask you a question. Ha'od Avichai, at the moment that you sold me, did you ever think about how our father would feel? Or were you so caught up in the moment that you didn't even think about the repercussions of your actions? You did not focus on the future, on how the rest of our father's life would have felt, knowing that his son was gone. You see, Ha'od Avichai means that you did not have the vision and the foresight and long-term thinking. Instead, you were so focused and caught up on the moment. You squandered today, and therefore not focused on the future. And this is our question that we will be asked also on our Yom HaDin. We will be asked the question, why did you waste the blessings that I gave you today? Why didn't you save them? Why didn't you think about the future? Why didn't you think about others, those who are in need, those that could use your assistance? And to this, too, we will not have an answer. But Yehuda ultimately does tshuva. Chazal tell us that before the rest of the children of Yaakov went to Mitzrayim, Yehuda went first. But why? Why did he do so? Rashi tells us two reasons. We have no soul. Mako mohoros hechis yashivba. He went to find a place in which the rest of his family would be able to live, that there would be proper housing for them, an infrastructure, a place for them to live. Furthermore, Rashi says, he went with Sakinlo, based Talmud Shemishum Tetzi Hora. He instituted and created schools, yeshivot, universities, so that his children also would have a future. That they would not just walk into the land of Goshen and have nothing there prepared for them. You see, at this moment, Yehuda learns the importance of preparing. Preparing now, so that in the future, when the Jewish nation comes to Mitzrayim, their needs will be there waiting for them. Today, we have the opportunity to act in the manner similar to Yehuda and that of Yosef HaTzadik. A manner that demonstrates that we too are mindful of the future, our personal future, as well as the future of Eretz Yisrael. Israel's finance minister, Roni Baran, said, quote, "Israel Bonds strengthens and safeguards the existence and future of Israel. Israel Bonds have helped make Israel's future possible by providing billions of dollars for modern infrastructure, the catalyst for continued economic growth." You see, Yosef lived in Chutz La'aretz. He lived in Mitzrayim and went through a tremendous difficulty, but ultimately he became a viceroy. He sat in a position of power with wealth, and he had the ability to just keep it for himself or to help others. And when his brothers felt terrible, realizing what they did and the error of their ways, Yosef amazingly responds to them. "You know why I'm here? You know why I'm Chutz La'aretz right now? Why I'm in the diaspora? It's V'yishlocheni Elokim lefneichem v'asum lechem she'eretz ba'aretz. God has sent me ahead of you to ensure your survival in the land. L'hachios lechem lefleit gedol, and to sustain you for a momentous deliverance." Yosef understood his purpose in Chutz La'aretz was to assist his brothers and sisters, his fellow Jews in Canaan, in Eretz Yisrael. Along these lines, Roni Baran further said, quote, "Israel Bonds forges a deep connection between diaspora Jewry and the people and nation of Israel, which is a vital component of Israel's security and well-being. We today, just like Yosef, are diaspora Jews. And just like Yosef, we also have the opportunity to help our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael with Fleita Gadola for a momentous deliverance for their future and for ours."